Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Took the lone setback, gets the handoff, up the middle, fighting to the goal line, and he's in! James Cook with a 5-yard touchdown run, and the Bills are finally in the end zone.
Highlights of the game brought to you by Northland Workforce Training Center. Train for what's next. We've also got our Skyworks Stats of the Game. Skyworks Stats of the Game brought to you by Skyworks Equipment Rental, building America from the ground up. Which stat do you like the most, Joe? What do you want to get to? What jumps out at you as the stats of the game?
I mean, the stat from, was it Tim Graham, Elena Gutzenberg, maybe a few people had it, that Allen's 9 completions on 30 attempts are the lowest on that many throws in any NFL game since 1992?
Yeah. 30 years. He had the lowest completion percentage with 30 throws in 30 years.
I mean, that should never happen.
Bills 3 of 4 with him. 3 of 14 on third down. Another one that's kind of rough.
My favorite interception might be that, is this more evidence that interceptions are so overrated? Because here we are on October 7th feeling like the Bills offense is kind of broken and Allen still doesn't have a pick.
No picks.
Doesn't matter?
Again,
does it feel like he had zero? Who cares if he had zero interceptions? Move the off. I'd rather their offense look great and you have 5.
Right. Yep. No turnovers. I know that no Bills turnovers. Fans get really bent out of shape because Allen tends to get criticized for turnovers a lot. This year he doesn't have turnovers, but
he also did. Luckily, he got away with one yesterday.
Yeah, he stepped out of bounds.
Did he step out of bounds?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
I think he stopped.
You're thinking of the interception he almost threw.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking of the one where he stepped out of bounds and looked like he rolled the ball forward.
Oh, yeah. Okay, right.
Yeah.
So there were two by the sideline. Because the one I'm thinking of, he stops on the sideline and then he tries to throw the ball to nobody.
Yeah.
And it's right in a Texan hand and it's dropped, though.
Get a call. And I'm like, one more point on Allen here because I know we're going to be saying a lot about their weapons, but I don't think he played well. First drive of the game, Cook runs for 7 on first down. And then on 2nd and 3 and 3rd and 3, it's something I've been wanting. I want them to take shot plays, right? On 2nd and 3, 2nd and short, here's your time to look for explosive plays. And on 2nd and 3, they did. And it was incomplete, looking for Mac Hollins. And on 3rd and 3, what does Allen do? He could run, and instead he throws it deep.
Yep.
A low percentage throw down the sideline to Dalton Kincaid. And, it's just one play, so at the time I'm not exactly trying to pull too much from it, but looking back, he's hunting. He knows there's pressure on this offense, and he's always going to be a big play hunter. And if you turn his offense into some dink-dunk Curtis Samuel experiment, this is what you're going to get. We're back on, trying to find what best suits Josh Allen, and they went from a no-yak attack to all-yak in 2.5 years. Vinny in Cheektowaga. Hey, Vinny, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good. Well, first of all, I want to say is it seems like the new catchphrase for McDermott and Allen is, it falls on me. I hear that a lot this year. And they talk about situational football. Two games I saw yesterday where teams blocked the field goals, I believe, to win the games. 59-yarder, and we don't have anybody out there to try to block this thing. It's going to be a long year, guys. You're not going to go anywhere when you got subpar players. So, well,
thanks, Vinny. I think they do have a number of good players still.
But I was pretty sure
they were missing some of their good players yesterday. I mean, if we're being real, they're missing 4.
They're missing
Oliver,
Taron Johnson,
Shakir.
Shakir's huge.
Taylor Rapp. They're missing 4 good players.
Rapp. I don't think Rapp's some stalwart or anything, but...
But he doesn't get beat like Cole Bishop did.
I have to watch... That was definitely Bishop, we think, that got beat on that play.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy to put 2 and 2 together anyway. And that's a play that, as we've said, that play never happens against McDermott. Ever happens against McDermott. So the fact that it did, I mean, I don't think Taylor Rapp's a star player. All I need him is to be responsible on one more play than the rookie was, and the Bills win that football game maybe. Because that's 7 points. They didn't do much other than that game, the Texans offense, that play at least.
A minus 27.2 completion percentage over expected for Allen.
That sounds not good.
Right.
At all.
Real bad. Real bad. And thinking about, you mentioned, what play did you just mention?
The Collins one?
Yes.
Yeah.
That they had the ball 4 times in the fourth quarter and completed 0 passes.
The Bills?
The Bills.
The Bills.
The Bills. Yeah. Including one of the 13-yard line?
They had two possessions. This is part of the Texans trying to gift wrap it for them. They had 2 drives at the end of the game with a chance to win it. And they went 4 plays, 0 yards, 3 plays, 0 yards.
Did they get a single?
Sorry, it would be 3 plays, 0 yards, and 3 plays, 0 yards.
Did they get a single completion?
No.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing.
How hard is it? You have Josh Allen as your quarterback, and you cannot get a completed pass.
They make it 20-17 at the 4:20. No, excuse me. 7:00. What's the time here? 4:20 of the third quarter. 4:20 of the third quarter. The Bills make it 20-17, and their ensuing drives go 36 yards punt, 22 yards punt, 0 yards field goal, 0 yards punt. Game over. Unbelievably bad offense.
So bad. PJ in Buffalo. Hey, PJ.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Good morning.
Morning. Thanks, PJ.
Couple points today. First of all, I do not know why they're using Samuel in screen passes. I find him since he was with the Panthers. He's a really good deep wide receiver, but for the past couple of games, I've been seeing they're not using him right, and it's been kind of frustrating me a little bit. I'm a top Madden player, and also with those 44 seconds, calling 3 straight pass plays, yeah, that's really confusing to me. But I'm going to end it right here. It's only week 5. They did fight back, and thank God Knicks basketball started yesterday.
All right. Thanks, PJ.
The 3 plays at the end is just...
Well, once they got the pass interference on Coleman, they had to pass the next two. I guess.
Right.
Then it didn't matter. Then it's, okay, it's 2nd and 10. What's your best plan for getting a first down? What's your best plan for getting a first down
right.
if you are 2nd and 10? And you might think passing twice is, but in this game, passing wasn't. By the way, anyway, I'm going to tweet something out here in a moment everyone's going to really love. Go ahead. Sorry. He said Curtis Samuel, so what did I do? I pulled up Curtis Samuel highlights from last year.
Yeah. With the Commanders,
yes, with the Commanders,
Sam Howell.
Howell,
Sam Howell at quarterback. It was not a very good offense.
No,
Curtis, I mean he did more.
Yeah,
obviously.
Joe, this might shock you. He runs, I believe the phrase is down the field.
Yep,
he runs down the field.
I mean, screens is a part of his game too, but it's not supposed to just be screens. And that's it.
Eric in Lockport. Hey, Eric.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good. Thanks, Eric.
So I just kind of had to lay out how the last caller kind of stole my thunder a little bit. But, yeah, those 3 plays at the end, the crazy thing with McDermott is it seems like when they get into these close games against good teams, something just happens to him, and it's gutalytics. I mean, the one time where you would want him to be conservative on a day where your offense has done absolutely nothing, Josh was 9 of 27 passing by the time they get to that last possession. Like, your defense is actually playing well, and you're saying, okay, let's get to overtime. Maybe you get a stop, go from there. I mean, you had Coleman on the outside for a back shoulder throw, which is a low percentage play. And what am I trying to do? Maybe hit Mac Hollins on the other side? Like, just run the ball and take your licks and maybe go to overtime. And this time he wants to go for it. So I don't know. I just had to vent about it. It seemed like just the obvious opposite of what you need to be doing there. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks,
Eric. I mean, McDermott might have wanted to do that because it depends. What do they want to do on first down? It is a little amazing, too, that, again, we said this going into the week. What's their best play on the outside? It's a back shoulder pass to Keon Coleman. And what was the first play they wanted to do in that critical moment? They wanted a back shoulder to Keon Coleman. Just contested catch.
Right.
It's
not just a contested catch. It's such a timing, precision, chemistry.
Everything.
That's like Rodgers to Devontae Adams for 5 years. And you're just going to roll Keon Coleman in game five of his career and be like, all right, remember the back shoulder? Let's do that.
And that's that's our best play. And also on McDermott, again, maybe he would have thought differently after first down versus before first down. They showed him on TV after, I think it was the bomb to Mac Hollins on second down, and it looked like he was mouthing that we should be trying to get the first down. So I'm pretty sure McDermott would have been wanting to get the first down after at least the Coleman play.
What was Allen trying for?
If not before that.
This kind of gets to this goes back, you talk about this all the time. The last drive of the Chiefs game. What was it? 3rd and 9.
Yeah.
And they go to the end zone and deep twice.
Yeah.
You know, like, what are we going for? What's the plan here? And on that play, first down is incomplete. McDermott says we should be going, you know, we need the first down here. Allen throws where? 30 yards downfield? He's not throwing short of the sticks. Where is your yak offense where you need it?
Yeah. I want to watch that play back because off the top of my head, he wasn't looking at Hollins originally. But again, that would still be a problem. It would be, okay, it was his second read. It was his third read. The point should be that you kind of forced him into it then because he's standing in his own end zone. And if there was a different plan on that play that was shorter, it wasn't open. And that happens far too often where, hey, the plan here, like, oh, Samuel over the middle or whatever it would have been. I'll watch it back. Like, not open. Let me throw it deep to Mac Hollins. Okay.
Bills almost pitched a second half shutout without Taron Johnson, Matt Milano, without Ed Oliver. You know, I'm looking at that secondary. It's Hamlin, Bishop, Cam Lewis. Granted, no Nico Collins helped.
Benford is a stud.
Yes, he is. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe on WGR on a Buffalo Bills Football Monday.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.